overall, I think her tone of bipartisanship and working together is exactly the type of attitude that, you know, legislators need going forward into this year after a tough year with COVID to get stuff done and work together for the people. However, I think one of my biggest disappointments was her announcement last week on a new Office of Rural Affairs that she was developing, and not even a mention of that in her State of the State. So, you know, typically this address by a governor is when you get your shout out for things unique to your region, and we just didn't hear a lot of that at all last night about the UP or even rural Michigan.
As you look at what was talked about in the address, there was a spirit of it seemed like some sort of at least trying to call for unity, the word that she, of course, as a Democrat, saying to Republican legislators, she's going to reach out to them and we need to get things back on track. But we're not necessarily seeing that. And we talked with your colleague in the Senate, Ed McBroom, earlier this morning. The spirit is hopeful, but not expecting a lot. What do you think? What are we going to see here?
You know, I think the biggest divide right now is certainly around the pandemic and how do we manage that? And, you know, if you ask me, I think what we were doing this summer when we had our partial reopenings leading right up to the pause in November was we were using that regional data. We were looking at infection rates and hospital capacity. And from there, making adjustments on, you know, what was allowed and what we could do. And even if people didn't like that, I think they saw that as fair. And, you know, now what we're seeing when we're coming off of the pause was, one, it lasted a lot longer. But two, you know, we're using international studies and other things to base these decisions on that most Michiganders, especially in the UP, even if they appreciate her willingness and commitment to safety and keeping everyone as safe as possible, it really is hurting our economy, especially those small businesses.
What do you think, we're talking with State Representative Sarah Cambenzi here, what do you think, Sarah, is going to happen in this next legislative session? It sounds like there's going to be more gamesmanship around pandemic matters. And where do you think things that she may have outlined as her agenda for getting other things done are going to end up?
You know, I think all of us feel like our entire legislative goals this year were kind of put on the back burner. So I think even things she would like to work on, it's going to be tough going because the pandemic does take so much of our time. But, you know, what we saw from the Republicans is they held up 13 of her appointments yesterday, and you know, they've threatened to hold back some education funding if we can at least you know, get a seat at the table and negotiate some of this with her. So I think we're going to go through a contentious period here. Hopefully we can get through it and do the right thing for the people of the state of Michigan, but I do think the frustration my Republican colleagues have had over the last 9 months is going to come through and going to show.
We're talking with State Representative Sarah Cambenzi. While we have a couple of minutes with you, Sarah, I did want to ask your thoughts on now Monday. We're looking at, with the 1st of February, reopening some limited and restricted indoor bar and restaurant service. You've been calling on this for a while and actually gone against the governor a couple of times saying, you know, it doesn't seem like these are the right choices in terms of what's happening now, what's going to be going on, and the percentages. What are your thoughts going into Monday now as we're looking at least getting some indoor service going?
You know, I think 25%, when we, you know, hear from restaurants, it's just not enough for them to bring all their staff back, to reopen, to have those utility costs at 25%. So what they feel is comfortable and what they were okay kind of skimping along this summer at was 50%. And to me, I think we have to meet them halfway, and that's something that, you know, I think we can try 50%, and again, if we use that regional data and our numbers go up or our hospital capacity gets tight, we can ratchet down, and I think that's a fair way to do it, still making sure that we keep people safe, but it gives our restaurants and small businesses a chance to make it.